Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say preview show. We're back to preview another game against Ipswich Town. We tried to preview a game against Ipswich Town last week and then realised we played Plymouth. But we are hopefully facing Ipswich Town on Saturday. I'm joined as ever by Tom from now very open Vienna, I believe.
Yeah, very open. It's good now. Everything's fine again for a bit. Now it's for your turn. To be a
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Wow.
Oh, you're all going on about, how terrible Austria is. Well, now look at the state of you.
Yeah, Tom there, who's coming to the United Kingdom in 5 days. We're also joined, we teased a special guest last week.
Oh, yeah.
And the special guest, you'll be delighted to know, is none other than Mr. Jimmy Ray. Hello, Jim. How are we?
That's quite an intro, yeah. I'm good. I'm good, thanks. Yeah, really good.
How do you feel about being our special guest this week? We built this up last week, so
built it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really honoured. I just hope I can deliver on all the specialness required of a special guest. So yeah. I'll see what
happens. You better do that, or I will be putting you to sleep, son. Right. Yeah. Well, we'll preview this game because at the minute it's going to happen. And I think it probably will happen. The EFL have released some new rules about the current COVID situation. Obviously, advice from the government is that, as chaotic as ever, that you can go, but you shouldn't go, but please do go, but also don't. The EFL have said that you need 14 players to field to make the game go ahead. One of them has to be a goalkeeper. You can't call the game off if there's more players than that. So there's no reason to think that this wouldn't go ahead, but you know, in the last 18 months, stranger things have happened.
We're back to this again, aren't we?
It's great, isn't it? I'm currently looking at more Danny Dyer things to like think what we could do pods on.
It is shit, but that's the situation you're in at the moment. I don't know. I am assuming this game goes ahead, and I'm assuming it's going to be a full stadium because Ipswich said it's pretty near to being sold out. So, I don't know. I don't know there's nothing really I can say on it.
Sorry,
I was just going to say for me. Like, I think this is the right approach. I don't see the point in teams who are able to play fixtures being told that they can't. I think a blanket ban of the league over the leagues would just create more delays. People talk about fixture pileups, but surely teams who have no issues with COVID in their ranks should be playing the games rather than games cancelled that they could play. Because that goes for
every league. Going to work.
So, quite literally, the more games you postpone now, the more games will need to be replayed in the future. So that as many teams as can keep going, as happened last year. I thought, we obviously had a week or two off around this time last year, didn't we? Because we had an outbreak and the league carried on. We had to catch up with our games, and obviously that happened to a lot of other clubs too. I think obviously when you see the postponement sort of coming in on a Thursday when the tests, obviously it can, people say, oh, how long can this go on? But if you actually look, although there are quite a few games called off, there's a lot more going ahead than have been called off, like a lot more. And I think that's the right approach, certainly at this stage, because realistically, the guidelines from the top are that people should continue to, you know, follow the rules, get their boosters and get tested before they go to venues. And I've noticed that clubs have ramped, it was the red protocols that they had during the restart, where there's more bubbles and stuff in training, and I assume that will actually decrease any COVID issues. I also saw a tweet from not the top 20, and they raised a good point, which is a lot of clubs probably had their Christmas parties last weekend, which may well have contributed towards a lot of cases this week, as people as players have been out and about in pubs and bars and stuff, and that may well be true, as well as being a bit of a joke. I think it was at the same time that could actually be a reason why. So yeah, as things stand, I think we should crack on as we can.
I think they will. I don't see that they'll freeze it as a blanket, but mainly because I think we generally want to try and crack on the best we can while people are getting jabbed and etc. But also because of the loser World Cup next year, there really isn't any way to extend the season, because it basically starts 3.5 days after this one ends. So there's not really much room for manoeuvre this year. So I don't think we'll be seeing mass cancellations. There might well be a few games off. We might miss a game. I think Doncaster game might be in doubt because they've called off their game against Lincoln on Saturday.
Oh, great. Guess who's got a ticket
it might just be because they're shit, but I do...
Although, to be fair, that is the 27th, isn't it? So it is over a week away. So, you know, I don't know how long it takes, but... it'll be their first game back if they do play it. And if not, then I guess we'll just have to rearrange it. But yeah, I think, like you say, there's a lot more teams don't have COVID issues than do. And it doesn't appear to be being spread between game, in match scenarios. It appears to be coming in from external factors. I mean, I think a lot of people have the point's been raised about a lot of certain clubs have high levels of vaccinations among training ground and club and stadium staff than others, and I think that can contribute to it as well. So I think
Liverpool
they've got 100%,
100%,
and they coincidentally don't have any COVID issues from what I can see. So I don't know if there's a correlation. I mean, Lee Johnson said we've got a high level of vaccination in our training ground and our playing staff as well. So I think that probably leads towards why we're doing okay.
Well, Corey Evans, of course, will have had his booster back in about May. I would have imagined old man Evans. that's enough depressing talk about football getting binned again. Let's look ahead to the game that is definitely going to happen. Let's say that. And Corey Evans, speaking of old man Evans, he's back in training, lads. So that's good, isn't it?
Goody until he picks up, I don't know, a twisted ankle on Thursday or tomorrow. Today's Thursday.
Well, no, because he'll be fit now until March, because that's the next Northern Ireland game. So he'll pick.
Got to get himself in shape for that.
Ooh, San Marino at home. But he's back in training alongside Denver Hume and Dennis Sirkin. I think Hume is closer to being match fit than Sirkin. But no, that's good, isn't it? Because we don't have any defenders, so it's a nice thing.
It's great. It's what we need. I saw a great picture. I don't know if everyone else saw the pictures of the Christmas lunch at the Academy of Light today that everyone was having. A lovely picture of Denver pulling a cracker. And someone made the obvious joke underneath that, let's hope that doesn't injure him. It doesn't appear to have done so.
But just don't pull it with John with Corey Evans, is it? Because they're both out.
dislocate his arm. Just putting Corey Evans playing with one of his arms, one of Corey Evans' arms, like a third arm.
They all wore their loser hats. It looked awful, the dinner, by the way.
I mean, it was a bit like a school dinner type. But, you know, at the same time, it's better than no Christmas dinner, I guess. But yeah,
Johnson had made it.
If it was on Rate My Takeaway, it would probably get an eight, which on Rate My Takeaway is like a two by anyone else's standards.
Rate My Takeaway is, of course, a loser. Yeah, aside from the woeful Christmas dinner,
yeah,
we've just played Ipswich, and it's weird this.
Yeah,
this there's always like this fixture, isn't there? Where at this point in the year, it seems to be you'll play someone and then play them again 3 weeks later.
Mm.
But since then, they've sacked the man with the world's best voice. So
voices.
Voices, yes. And it's worked well because they lost to Barrow last night in the FA Cup.
Yes.
So, yeah.
They've got a new manager now.
Yeah, they have, Man United, isn't it? Yeah.
Keir McKenna.
Oh, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Oh, right.
No.
Keir McKenna, who has the same name as one of my friends.
All right. Well,
and
well,
also
that's
looks,
my best.
Yeah, so also looks like Phil Neville.
He does, yeah, he does.
Oh,
yeah,
is that him? I thought like that was Phil Neville.
He could be the third Neville brother. He definitely could be the third Neville brother.
Oh, I thought Phil Neville was back at Man United. Is that him?
When yeah.
I kept seeing him on the bench. Oh, right. Well,
yeah. Then. Well, he is, well,
just
he was
man.
The under-18s manager. And then he was part of, he's part of the setup they had going under Solskjaer. And he says, well, Wikipedia says a heavily respected coach who, oh, wait. No. He was part of Solskjaer's like team. And this is his first job in management. Bit of a left field appointment. But then again, we saw with Blackpool last season appointing that fella who is like Liverpool's academy manager.
Oh.
Neil Critchley.
There you are. So, like, I'm not even going to pretend I know anything about this guy. I just hope he's shit.
Yeah, well, he'll probably, hopefully, will continue the trend of Ipswich's last few managers being shit.
I mean, you'd imagine he'll do the old cliche watching this one from the stands, won't he? You know, because he's not had any time on the pitch with them. But you might do a Lee Johnson and go straight in, like Johnson did against Wigan.
Oh, yeah, that would work. Well.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm hoping, I hope that it has a similar effect on Ipswich to what it had on us. He seems to be like just a man with a decent CV. He could be good.
Oh, of course.
I'm not particularly worried about them appointing some guy from Man United's backroom staff as their manager. It's especially now we'd have to play. I mean, by the time if he does get them going, we would have to play them again in the second half of the season. We played them twice now anyway.
So. Yeah, to me, it seems like a really odd appointment. And also, it seems to me like a club that's scrambling around for what they want to be, because you go from Paul Cook, which you get in and you think this is he's like the promotion guy, he'll get us up, and now you've gone for this completely untested manager that, I mean, he's got half a season. I assume that Ipswich's ambition is still to get promoted this
you
season.
Would think so.
So
it's very odd, this. You're right, Tom. It's very odd, particularly to do halfway through a season as well.
When they've made all them signings as well, they signed like half of League One, didn't they? And then didn't give Cook any time, well, a lot of time to work with them. And
I mean,
like you say, he's the polar opposite type of manager, really, isn't he, to what Cook was. So,
but I guess there would have come a point, a bit like if we'd gone on that same run that Ipswich had been on and in the position we are, I think we'd want that manager gone. We had a three, four game spell where we lost like all of them in a row. And well, I wanted the manager gone. So it's like,
well, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
I
mean, did.
Well, I do have to be time being, cook that Christmas dinner. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Cause if we were like 12th at this point, we'd want the manager gone because it's not good enough. But I don't know. Maybe Ipswich fans are happy with this. Like, I don't know. I don't really care what they think.
To be honest, I actually couldn't care less. But it's a change for them, and it's probably going to be a different test to the one we faced when they were under Paul Cook. But it's probably going to be a bit of a mismatch between mishmash is the word I was trying to say there, of different styles really, because you're not going to have had long enough to change really anything on the training ground, and obviously Paul Cook's style clearly wasn't working, you should be looking to go and win this game. I wasn't particularly impressed with them when we played them. I thought it was a fairly turgid game, if I'm honest.
We were bang out of form. They just weren't that good. They were supposedly in form as well. given their previous results, but they really weren't that good either. So.
I
think they are a case of too many new players in one go. I think because they literally did sign an entire new team and squad, essentially. They got rid of nearly everybody and replaced them with a whole mishmash of different types of players. And I think you can see that in their team. No, they look very disjointed.
You see that works for Wigan, though. Like, they bought a new team and that works for them. So it's not necessarily a fact that that kind of approach doesn't work. It's just maybe this one didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
got the good players and Ipswich got the...
Yeah, or maybe just like you don't get the... I mean, Wigan started pretty well and got on a bit of a roll. And like, if Ipswich would have done the same, it's like, you never really know in this division. And as soon as you start putting a run of games together, then like, who knows? I mean, look at us, for example. We're just like
and
troughs.
But level on points with... Oh, no, we're not level on points anymore, are we?
We're definitely not far off. We're 2 points off top. Level on points with Wigan, but they've played a game less. The Ipswich's last few, but since they played us, very organised here. I've definitely got these already prepped. they lost to Barrow, but they did draw at Wigan last weekend. After a loss at Charlton, obviously the initial draw with Barrow, and a defeat to Arsenal's under 20. Ones on penalties in the Football League Trophy. They beat Crewe 2-1 at home, which, I mean, well done, lads. And
scored a very good goal in that game, mind.
It was. It was nice, that. And they lost at home to Rotherham, which, you know, that's probably going to happen to most teams this season. And then the game before that was the defeat at Sunderland. So I don't know, really... I don't care about Ipswich, but that's the run they've been on. It's interesting because they were in better form than us going into the game previously, and now things have completely changed round. So.
Yeah, it's like I thought in the build-up to that game that we'd be there for the taking for Ipswich, since they were like going their past like couple of away games. They'd smash Portsmouth, smash Wickham. I thought they'd come up to the stadium alight, you know, thinking, well, let's have a go at these and we'll probably win. And if they had, they probably would have won, but they didn't for some reason. So, and since then, we've gone from strength to strength and they've gone, well, down the toilet, really. So long may that continue. And it'll be actually, I think this would be quite a very important, like, if we get a result down there, that's a very good marker of intent. Because, like you said, Rotherham went down there and won. And, like, Ipswich are these kind of... They're a bit like us in a way. They are a big team for this division. So going down there and giving them a slapping, especially now that we don't have a game until, the day after Boxing Day.
Day after Boxing Day, yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be good to finish this pre-Christmas period with a win. And then that takes a bit of heat off for us over Christmas. And then hopefully, and that's the thing, if some games do get postponed, then we're leaving ourselves, or we go into whatever period without a game off the back of a good win and feeling good about ourselves.
No, that's very true. I believe Wickham's game is off the weekend, so it'd go 3 points clear of them, and they're in fourth. Yeah, it'd be a good one to win. It would almost feel a bit like when we went to Portsmouth last season and sort of slapped them.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it, where everyone was like, right, now we're obviously going to go win the league then.
Yeah. Did also beat Ipswich last year at Ipswich.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
In a very, very boring game.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that was bad, but also good. So I'd settle for that. Well, we'll look ahead actually to that. We'll look at our team, I guess, and do some predictions and that. But I'll take a quick break and then do that in a minute.
Hold up. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say podcast. Right. The team then, the team last weekend was pretty good, wasn't it? They played really well against Plymouth.
They did.
So shall we just play that team and end the pod there?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Right. I'm going to go watch the match.
Yeah. I think Hume's supposed to be back, isn't he? So it might be an idea to play him.
What, a defender?
The thing is, I don't like you play him if he's just come back.
Injured. True.
Like. I think we need to be
Gooch is out, isn't he? So
oh God, Jesus, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, is he? Right.
Right, well, scrap that.
Oh, we're gonna have to do the rest of the pod now. It's quite annoying.
Right. I think if Gooch is, well, I believe he is out, then Hugh would be the obvious guy. You know, just bring him in on, you know, sort of on the left hand side. I think what we need to do is start the games as we start. I mean, the fast starts.
So we need to start the game.
The last three games.
We've started the games excellently.
we've started them excellently, like really fast, really sort of attacking. And I think that's other than the enforced change, I wouldn't make any other, because I think the play, you could see the confidence in players like Diaku, Pritchard. Like, they look like different players to how they looked earlier in the season. And that is confidence, and it makes no sense to change that, really. Because it's not like we've had a midweek game. We're not doing a Parkinson where you play the same 11 no matter what. It's, you know, they've had a week. We can just play, you know, play the same team. They played well. I think I would make the defensive change, bringing Hume in, given that Gooch probably isn't going to be able to play anyway. But yeah, other than that, I don't think I would make any other changes, to be fair.
Right. Did he say Sirkin's going to be maybe fit as well?
I don't know. He seemed to indicate that he was a little bit further away.
He's a bit behind Hume. He's basically fit, but he's not as close as Hume is.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just, you put Hume in to start when he's not barely played all season.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Just it's begging for him to, like,
we almost need to choose the game. We need to choose the game that we want. Want him to get injured in. Like, we really need him for this one. So, like, you're going to get injured, but we'll play him in it anyway. Like,
yeah. It's also who's... Like, obviously, we've got this game against Arsenal on Tuesday. So, he's like...
Oh, yeah.
I think he...
I can't wait for that.
I think he might... Like, I think he might be better playing him in that.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, when you mentioned that. It's probably... Yeah, you're right.
Because it's like... It will be like a great occasion, and it is an amazing opportunity to get into the semi-finals of the League Cup. Hilariously, like if we're all being honest, it's just a free hit this game, and we're probably going to lose. So it's like I'd rather not put a fully fit Denver Hume into quite an important league game if we can. Maybe get away with putting another midfielder into left back.
Corey Evans.
No.
I'm just thinking, you raise a good point there about that game, because that's obviously good. That will be a much less physical game. So,
yeah.
In terms of...
I mean, it's Arsenal, like, Arsenal are the least physical team in the world.
We're not going to have the ball either, so it's just going to be quite a lot of running. Whereas the game on Saturday is going to be more of a well, more of a battle, really. That's yeah. what it was here. It was just kind of almost like a stealth operation at the Stadium of Light. But I don't think that's a bad shout. So we'll play Evans at left back. and then we'll... Yeah,
well, who's not had a go at fullback yet? Because I think they're doing it like that now, aren't they?
Take the employee lottery on The Simpsons. You've won the... yeah. What if I won? You've won left back for the week. And then he has to play left back.
Well, is it going to be Winchester shunted back into kind of a defensive role? Because I'm trying to think who would be in midfield if we haven't got a left back.
It would have to be Neil.
Well, the other midfielder Neil has played left back, hasn't he, this season? I don't want him to, but if we don't play Hume, is it going to be between Hume and Neil, I think, purely because they're the two players who play, well, Hume's a specialist and Neil has played there. I think Winchester has been really good in midfield, as has Neil, but also is definitely more of a right-sided. But I don't think he'd play Winchester left back. I don't think he'd do that.
I don't want Winchester left back. I don't want him moved out the middle, if I'm honest.
No.
Because I think he's been great. Oh, I love him. We are very lucky to have him in the middle of our midfield.
Yeah. He's really good. And he works well with Neil. I think them two together work well also. So it's hard to break that up either way, isn't it, really?
Why don't we play Burge left back?
Yeah, we could do. I mean, he's not doing anything.
Alves.
Else.
What about Alves?
Oh, yeah. What about? You could play Flanagan there and put Alves in the middle.
It's not a bad shout.
Well, yeah, I mean, Flanagan was signed as a
fullback. Or Doyle. You could put Doyle there. When we played Cambridge, Doyle was almost playing there. He was kind of marauding, like the juggernaut that he is.
But the thing is with Alves, it's just like Johnson has completely forgotten he existed to the point where we're at a point where we have like a defensive crisis. Then there's talk that he might be sent back to West Ham because West Ham aren't happy that he's not playing. So it's like, what's he done? Because it's like,
he's done all right when he's came in.
Yeah, from what
he's always looked all right. I mean, that's the thing. He's not done anything major wrong. I've been to a couple of the Carabao earlier rounds of the Carabao Cup where he played and Blackpool. And well, that's why I've earned the ticket at Arsenal because I went to them rubbish ones.
I've not been to any of them and I've got a ticket. Yeah,
that's pathetic, yeah, Tom. Really, I haven't had right country.
Maybe Alves would be the option, but again, he's getting thrown in, isn't he? He's not played for ages, and he's got a mistake written all over him. You'd think if he's not,
but that's exciting, though. We all want to see that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to spoon a clearance to like Emil Smith Rowe on Tuesday, like the 86th minute when we're drawing 0-0. Just like, you know, because it's like if it goes to penalties, we might win it. Yeah.
Oh, if that, I'm going to, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Yeah.
No, it's not. We're going to lose like 4-0. It's going to be. And if it's,
I'm keeping my thing going. I've never said something they're going to lose a game before they've gone into it. And I'm keeping that going now. We're going to somehow.
We're not doing this.
We're not doing this, Jim. We're not talking about this game. You're not on the right pod to be stupid.
On Saturday, we should play Hume, is my opinion. But
right, okay.
I understand your reasons why not, but I think it's better than Neil playing Neil there.
Well, when he gets injured,
don't come crying to us. Next week's pod. Oh, well, we can't play Hume because he's out for 4 years.
Yeah.
Because of that divot that he fell over at Portman Road. Warming up. But that's the left back sorted. We'll just say that that's the defence sorted. I can't remember what we've decided. The midfield, I don't want to play Evans, even if he is fit, because I think he's crap.
Yeah.
I'd just leave it the same if possible.
Broadhead, Pritchard and Stewart. Diaku as well.
Yeah.
Be quiet. Diaku was great on Saturday, I thought. He was, bamboozling everybody.
Yeah, he was good. Including himself.
But he was great. And long may his form continue, as I've thoroughly backed him through everything since he's been.
You have. He's been your very own Carl Winchester.
Yeah.
On this podcast, who I love and adore. yeah. Hope we get a better referee this weekend, because he was appalling last weekend.
Oh, yeah. He was having the time of his life, though, wasn't he? He was out, his big day out. So pathetic, hopefully he's back on Saturday. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be good though, wouldn't
Portland
it?
Road for him, yeah.
Just not seeing any fouls or seeing them and then just doing
that,
nothing.
That video, the one where Neil gets pulled back, I mean, it's insane.
I was like, right in front of me and I was like incandescent about that. Like, and I was like, the linesman's looking at it as well. So like, have you not seen it either, you dick? Like, how you just watched that and he's just tripped him over.
It was great. I watched it on like the stream, and just Frankie's voice kept going higher and higher as that move progressed. And then he was just like nearly like dog whistle level when Daniel got pulled Frank back. Yeah, yeah, but that was fun. Hopefully he's there on Saturday.
Hope so. Yeah, I do hope so now. But that probably isn't going to happen. It'll be some other pathetic. Referee that misses.
Yeah, some another terrible referee.
Almost everything. Anyone else care about anything else about this game?
Just a
full house is going to be a big day.
Yeah,
also,
yeah,
I think the effect it'll have on the team.
Sorry.
That's all right. Ipswich, you deserve a bit of credit, actually. Their tickets, I think, were 15 quid for this.
Weren't they like 3 quid for under 18s and like under 21s or something? That's awesome.
That is really cool. So hopefully a draw.
Especially since Ipswich have been very, in the past, guilty of overcharging, shall we say.
Yeah.
Because I remember like when we were in the Championship, they were charging like 28, 30 quid to go down there. So glad they've learned now that they're crap.
I think I know they were doing some kind of incentive for this, some marketing campaign to try and make it a full house against Sunderland. So I don't know if that's part of it. I don't know if it would have been the same price if it had been last weekend, for example.
Yeah, it's good though.
It's good. I mean, it makes up for the £3,000 it's going to cost you to get there, because Ipswich, of course, is famous for being nowhere near anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it'll take you just all day to get there. You'll be stuck behind some kind of like combine harvester on a B road all the way down there. Yeah,
you will leave the motorway and then you will not see one for another 4 days, I imagine. Well, if you are going, have a nice time. We're going to do. Should we do some predictions? I think we've got to really.
Yeah.
Jim, scores and goal scorers, if any.
I'm going to go for 2-0 Sunderland, and I'm going to go for Ross Stewart, and I always go for Ross Stewart just because I want him to keep scoring because I love him. And I'm going to go for Carl Winchester as well. I'm going to see 2-0 Winchester and Stewart.
Nice.
That is nice. Tom?
I just want to say that we got a lot of shit last week because everyone said everything we said was wrong.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, what did you expect when you turned this on? We've never said we were experts in anything.
We don't claim to be experts or indeed know anything about anything that we talk about, apart from walruses.
Yeah. And
there's been more sightings, but it's not Wally. Sadly, Wally is long gone now, back to the...
The frozen plains of Iceland.
Yeah, it's not in real anymore.
So, yeah, I just want to settle a few scores here. Because last week, I got both the team right and I got the score right. So,
there you go.
So, shove it up, you Twitter.
Yeah.
What did we get wrong? Oh, yeah, Brendan Galloway.
I mean, come on, that's funny.
Yeah, and also, like, to be fair, it's quite a minor player. I mean, he was worth a mention. The fact he's injured,
that's
not our fault.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't injure him, so
yeah. This is take that. Whoever said that.
Anyway, that's a bit of a housekeeping for you.
you feel better now.
I do actually. I've been saving that all week. I was like, I'm going to tell this guy. I think. I think it'll be an entertaining 2-2 draw. And I think Pritchard will score. And I think Diaku will score as well.
Nice. How's that draw going to happen? Is it going to be like 1-1, 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2? Or is it we're going to take the lead and end up with a deflating
2-2
draw?
That'd be horrible. I think we'll be losing 2-1 and then equalise in the last minute from Diaku.
Would accept that, actually. I think that would be all right.
And he'll he'll be so excited and he'll be diving into the away end.
Yeah, and he gets sent off.
Breaking all COVID protocol.
Yeah, he'll need his, of course, have to get his iPhone out and scan it. Surely he's been. I think we'll draw as well, actually. I think it'll be 1-1. Mm-hmm. Callum Doyle with a header from a corner.
Would you say? Would you like to say which minute he's going to score in? Is he going to? Are we going to take the lead through that, or is it going to be the equaliser?
We're going to score in the 11th minute.
Okay.
Which it will be the equaliser. We'll have fallen behind to demoralising first minute thunderbolt from one of their
Macaulay Bond.
Yeah,
he hasn't scored. Hasn't scored in six games, apparently.
Excellent news.
Or Joe Piggott.
Joe Piggott. Yeah. The man we should apparently sign. I'm not sure.
About that. I'll do me joke later.
Not later. It's finished now. That was the joke. if you go in, don't forget to show your COVID passport, or it won't let you in.
Imagine going all that way, all those windy beers,
just arguing with the steward, like, just stood outside like,
knowing
as you get in the car with all the lads that you don't have one, but you can't say because you've left it too far.
Frantically trying to download the NHS app as you stood behind the combine harvester with the 4G's going in and out, trying to download this. This app, be like, no.
As it drops to 3G, and then and then GPR.
I was gonna say there. What point on like the journey that you've realised, or what point is it too late to realise that you've left it at home that you can't say? So, like, say for instance, if you get to like Ryup, you can go back at that point.
Yeah, that's what you need to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
But so what's the latest point? He's going to be pissed. Because even then you'd be like, he's going to be a bit pissed off.
The journey of that length, it's got to be quite early. He's got to be quite early, hasn't it?
I don't think it's much later than Riot, because you're going to cause, like, the driver's going to be, the driver's going to be fuming. And everyone else in the car is going to be, like, really pissed off with you. I don't think if you got to, for example, Weatherby, although it would be feasible and possible to go back,
yeah,
you're not going to want to say it, Weatherby Services, as someone's ordering his overpriced latte. Like, by the way, mate, can we do it? You know, a quick Yui, because I've left my.
We go an hour back up the motorway.
Yeah, I've left my phone at home.
Drops his latte and Greg's pasty on the floor.
Disgusting. That cost me £9. You'll pay for this.
I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to just go to Ipswich, and when everyone else goes, just do your pre-match pints. When everyone else goes to the match, just go back to the pub and just watch Jeff and the boys and then meet them after.
Would you just go,
you'd be like, lads, you might even get some points back. And be like, lads, it's fine. You know, I'm not going to say let's go back.
It's making me laugh, because I'm just picturing someone in this situation on the way down, like not saying it, but like not really enjoying it, not laughing at anyone's jokes. Like, people are making jokes and they're like,
keep looking at the phone.
COVID passport at all.
We're saying this, it's making you laugh because someone is going to do it. Someone on the side is going to do it.
The driver's looking at the mirror. Is everything all right? Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
I've never been to Portman Road. Yeah, no, me, man. I'm really excited to get in.
Yeah, it's the last one to tick off of his 92.
And then you get to the pub. After the game, which he's been to and not been to the match. And like, they didn't ask for them anyway, mate. You'd have been all right.
Yeah.
Five lads walked in on one passport.
yeah, just like pass the phone back. I've got his on my phone. Right, yeah. Well, if you are going, don't be that guy that makes the driver turn back at Weatherby Services to pick your phone up. And have a safe trip. And yeah, thanks very much for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.